This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Western defense officials and analysts say they believe Russian forces are setting up a new defensive line in Ukraine's northeast after Kyiv's troops broke through the previous one and tried to press their advance further into the east. The British Defense Ministry said that the line likely was between the river and another area southeast of Kharkiv, Ukraine's second-largest city. The new line comes after a Ukrainian counteroffensive that punched a hole through the previous front line and recaptured large swaths of land in the northeastern Kharkiv region. Ukrainian forces have been continuing to cross a key river as they try to press on a counteroffensive targeting Russian-occupied territory and the country's northeast, according to a Washington-based think tank. U.S. President Joe Biden met Friday with family members of WNBA star Brittany Griner and another American detained in Russia, Paul Whelan. AP correspondent Ben Thomas with details.
The meetings at the White House are the first face-to-face encounter between the president and the relatives of Griner and Whelan. Administration officials say they're meant to underscore Biden's commitment to bringing the two home and to establish a personal connection, but not an indication negotiations with Russia for their release have reached a breakthrough. On that, National Security spokesman John Kirby.
We made a serious offer. We want them to accept it. These two individuals ought to be home anyway, period. But we understand that that's probably going to have to be the result of a negotiating process, one that we're willing to participate in honestly and fully, and we've been doing that. We await them to take the offer that's on the table.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
And there is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News. In the UK, in the early hours of Saturday morning, hundreds of troops from the Army, Air Force, and Navy took part in the first full rehearsal of the procession in Windsor that will bring the coffin of Queen Elizabeth II to her final resting place. Those involved say that it is a huge honor.
There's such a range of emotions that I think we've all felt over the last week. Huge sadness that we've lost in the Coldstream Guards our Colonel-in-Chief, for the Armed Forces our Commander-in-Chief, and for the nation, the Queen. But at the same sense, at the same time, there's a real sense of excitement that we're taking part in something quite so special that for all of us will probably be one of the most momentous parades of our careers and probably one of the most momentous days of our lives.
With troops lining the long walk, a picturesque path leading to the castle, the thumping of drums and marching bands echoed into the night ahead of a hearse. On Monday, though, they'll be doing exactly the same thing, but then they'll be surrounded by thousands of people expected to travel to Windsor for a final farewell to Her Majesty. Immigration attorneys accuse Republican governors of U.S. states of Texas and Florida of breaking immigration laws. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
Yvonne Espinoza Madrigal with Lawyers for Civil Rights tells the AP Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and Texas Governor Greg Abbott illegally sent migrants awaiting immigration hearings in Texas and Florida to Washington, D.C. and Martha's Vineyard, Massachusetts.
We are exploring civil and criminal legal avenues to hold the perpetrators and the states accountable.
Espinoza Madrigal says two planes chartered by DeSantis that landed in Martha's Vineyard included pregnant women and children and at least one person who needed medical care.
Florida, Texas cannot ship people, drop them in the street unattended, including children as young as 4 and 5 years old, without any support structure.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott has sent thousands of migrants to various locations without any notification to local, state, or federal authorities. I'm Tim McGuire.
The security chiefs of Kyrgyzstan and Tajikistan have sat down for talks to stop fighting on the border between the two countries that has killed at least 24 people and wounded over 100. And the Border Service announced a new round of talks as the two ex-Soviet nations traded blame for shelling that resumed Saturday morning after a respite overnight. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.